In any 7th or 8th grade classroom in Maine, you will see something you won't see in any other state: every student holding a laptop or a tablet. The free devices are provided under Maine's Learning Technology Initiative. Over the past 15 years, the program has been expanded to most high schools as well. But it has changed. But has it changed learning? I guess that's a question. In the first part of a three-part report, Robbie Feinberg takes us to one school district to find out.
Tracy Williamson's music class at Gore Middle School is unusually quiet. No kids pounding on bongo drums or squawking their way through a song on the clarinet. In fact, no instruments are used here.
Okay, so yesterday, you guys were working on...
Instead, each student pulls out a laptop and creates a musical composition from a computer program.
Every single student is able to do something, create some kind of musical composition at their own speed, their own level, using whatever resources they want to. Something we definitely could not do in that short amount of time without these devices.
So I'm planning on doing this one.
Student Kyla Piacitelli taps on her keyboard and shows me what she's working on, a photo slideshow with a personalized soundtrack. She inserts pictures of her teammates from her soccer team. Then she searches for beats and jingles to match the emotions of the photographs. Kyla says she's never been much of a musician, and without her laptop, she'd struggle.
Because I remember we were learning guitar in the first unit, and I could not remember for my life how to play all the different things, and plus it's a lot harder, so I feel like just with this it's so much easier.
Over the past 15 years, technology has become part of almost any school curriculum in Maine. Laptops and tablets have helped students research topics and communicate with their teachers every day. But Amy Johnson, the co-director of the Maine Education Policy Research Institute, says educators have found that the bigger challenge is trying to get students to actually learn with these new tools.
One thing that we know is if you just say, here's computers, that doesn't have much of an impact on student learning.
Johnson says a device is only one small part of the equation. Schools also need internet access, school leaders who let teachers experiment, and professional development to show teachers best practices. In classrooms where this has happened, Johnson says students have seen gains in writing, science, and math scores. And yet, if you only looked at standardized test results, Maine's scores have largely remained much the same.
When it's done really well, we see increases in student learning. So the fact that we're not seeing large-scale increases in student learning leads us to suspect that we still need to do some work with helping schools and teachers understand the best ways to use technology to improve student learning.
So why has it been so tough to affect student learning? Experts say there are a number of factors.
When I came here, teachers would complain to me that when it rained a lot, the internet didn't work. Now, that doesn't make any sense to me, but I heard it enough to say that, well, maybe there's some reason for this.
Dennis Crow is the technology director for the Gorham School District. He arrived almost a decade ago, a full 6 years after middle schoolers began receiving laptops from the state. But he says because of a lack of investment, the computers were still mostly used as glorified typewriters.
This was 2008. The high school didn't have wireless. It was generally in disarray, and it was because I don't think we had invested in technology.
With the help of school officials, Crow beefed up internet access and added new equipment. And in 2009, Gorham paid to give devices to every high schooler as well.
All right. Close the laptops for a second.
Now high school students in James Welsh's American politics class write online blog posts, read each other's work, and share links and articles. Welsh says it's turned the class into an interactive discussion where students learn from each other.
It was like, how can I draw on the amazing resource of the internet or like other like map databases? I mean, so many things where you could be like, we can put the world on the desk of each kid.
But the paperless push has also encountered some roadblocks. Welsh says he noticed something different in his students' writing. Essays were suddenly shorter and more disjointed, as if students were distracted and just rushing to finish their work.
You know, that there was a disconnect between paragraphs in a single paper or a single piece of writing.
So, like, it's pretty obvious at that point. It's like, oh, this kid clearly wrote this one paragraph, went off to go on Netflix, probably.
Yeah, you could see that. You could definitely see that. You could also see there's an increase in, you know, copy and paste, whether it's from another student, whether it's from a piece online or whatever it is. You know, digital sharing is what these guys do.
And that led Welsh to take a step backwards. In some of his classes now, Welsh requires his students to write out their essays completely by hand.
It's together. It's one piece of writing as opposed to a couple different pieces of writing jammed together on the same page.
Because of these issues, some teachers have just decided that technology isn't essential in their classroom.
On my board are four rules: no food, no drink, no drama, and no gadgets.
This teacher, who asked not to be identified, remains skeptical that he can find an online tool to help his students in class rather than distract them. And he's not alone. Across Maine, distraction among students, low internet access, and even cheating have been reported. And that's discouraged some teachers from adopting new programs and curricula. Researcher Amy Johnson says in order to help teachers improve their results, they need to see where learning is being transformed and see how it helps and adopt those practices.
That, I think, is probably the next nut that needs to get cracked, is having schools have an opportunity to see what good practice can look like and the wide variety of what good practice can look like, so that they can kind of say, these are some of the things we'd like to encourage more.
But while teachers and school administrators try to figure that out, students say it's tough to imagine school without a laptop. Gorham ninth grader Nicholas Sharon says he needs his for English and history.
I don't think I could do it, honestly. Probably would have dropped the class. The fact that I don't want to look at a newspaper. I don't even know where to get a newspaper.
Sharon says now he reads the news right on his laptop. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.